Okay, let's do it.
Lawrence Holmes indeed will on a busy day. He is taking over, and here he be. What's up?
What's going on, men?
Hey.
Well, Chris Blewitt is no longer. I mean, he's not dead. He's just not a bear.
You're not on Instagram, right, Dan?
Correct.
Or you have some sort of like shadow Instagram account?
No, my wife and my son and my daughter are on Instagram.
He's like Kevin Durant.
I think my daughter is. Actually, my daughter may not. I think she. I don't know.
Briggs put out a video when they signed Blewitt. It's just 3 seconds, and it's hysterical. Where he just looks at, he walks in, is like,
when they signed him?
Yeah, he's like, so the Bears signed a kicker. Name blew it and just looks at the camera and starts cracking up laughing. It's hilarious. But this whole, I heard you guys as I was driving in talking about the kicker competition. It's weird, but I'm still okay with it.
Okay.
Why?
Because I think that you have to do whatever you can to find the right kicker.
Okay.
I think that the way that they're going about it is unorthodox. I've never seen something like this before in my years of covering the mm-hmm. league. But you got to figure some stuff out. And I was told by Bears players that I work with that when they got Robbie Gould, they messed with him. Like, that was part of practice. They wanted to see how he would react if they were messing with him. So they'd throw helmets and Gatorade bottles right. and all sorts of stuff up before he would lean into a kick.
So I'm fine with all of that. The reason I asked why you're cool with it is because I find it real interesting the way Bears fans are relating to the kicker search and really kind of the attitude around the team is that at some point, Matt Nagy, more than Ryan Pace and more than the 12-4 season, but like Matt Nagy, partly because of those things, purchased some of this good faith, right?
Yes.
And he's cashing it in a little bit right now.
I mean, Ryan Pace too.
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about
and
it.
And he because, needed it.
Because Nagy, absolutely he did. But because Nagy is like the outspoken guy, and you don't see Pace all that often, he doesn't like to talk all that much. But because Nagy is the front and center dude.
You know, guys, sometimes I like to really talk about what's going on with our kicker.
I'm really excited.
So excited.
We're fired up. Guys, look, so I know excited. I say this every time I talk to you. I'm fired up, man. We are fired up here at Hallis Hall.
I've been working on my pace.
Good. Matt, if you could get a conversation between that Ryan Pace and Morpheus Kenny Williams, Morpheus-inspired Kenny Williams.
Yeah, it's funny because I haven't talked to Kenny a lot. I need to be around him to
sure.
do it. But the last thing he said to me, he said, congratulations. Like, I saw him, he just hit me on the shoulder, like a run-by, I was like, congratulations. So I need to have, like, a conversation with him. And this weekend, Pace got interviewed by Heron, I want to say, Anthony Heron, on the orange carpet. And I just clicked right back into my Pace stuff. I was like, yeah, come on, Ryan, say some stuff with that great hair.
What you mentioned about the kickers, though, did you see the Twitter beef between Adam Johns and Dan Wiederer, Sun-Times Tribune fighting here, where John's just saying that the Bears want the kickers to miss to test how it builds character, and Wiederer clapping back and saying, are you still sticking with that? That they wouldn't just rather have them, I don't know, make the kicks?
Yes, I am aware yeah. of the beef.
It feels beefy.
It's beefy.
It feels beefy.
I am aware
okay.
of the beef.
Interesting.
I do like that we have a Bears beat that's competitive. And whether it's the Johns and Hogue podcast, which is really good stuff that those guys are putting out there, or Team Trib with all of the different people that they have covering the Bears right now. It's good. I think that it makes for a smarter beat overall. And I think that it makes the listener or reader or watcher more educated. Speaking of which, shameless plug. Today on the LoHo Daily podcast, I talked with three different people about run-pass option offenses. And I got a breakdown from my buddy Michael Felder at Stadium, from our buddy Anthony Heron, and from Brian Baldinger. It's really good. So if you're interested in the X and O in intricacies of RPO stuff.
The difference between collegiate RPOs and pro RPOs?
High school all the way up through pros. It's 25 minutes of football porn.
Was Brian Baldinger incredibly enthusiastic and somewhat religious about the football topic?
No, I mean,
he gets to, like, it's...
Dan, don't you and him have beef?
It was a nothing.
You're both Duke guys, right?
Yeah, it stemmed from an interview at the Super Bowl when I was very critical of Brian Baldinger in the year where they were clearly going to fire Dick Geron. The Bears beat the Cardinals in a meaningless game, and... The crowd was cheering, and he said something like, "This is why you can't fire Dick Geron," and everybody's caping for Dick Geron for no reason. And I made a point of saying, "This is absolutely ridiculous. This is just classic network guy says you can't fire a coach because he's coach. They're clearly going to fire him."
Right.
And then he sat down with us at the Super Bowl, and I was in a position where I felt I couldn't have him there after I pounded him so hard, and I asked him very directly. I was also half drunk. Because it was a late night. It was one of the best shows we ever did. I was up till like 4 in the morning, got like 2 hours of sleep. It was a really, really fun night.
Was this Miami?
No, this was Houston.
Okay.
And where I was Zampillo. You might even been out with us.
I was not.
You were okay.
Because that was the year that I just started the beat. So I wasn't doing shows yet. I was just trying to figure stuff out.
I thought you were reporting. It was a late night. Anyway, and I asked, and he said something like, "I didn't think it was going to be this kind of interview." I'm like, what, the kind of interview where people ask you questions? You know, and it ended up being fine. But it wasn't genuine beef. It was just a snit.
Well, we had a really great chat. And the reason that I asked him to do it, and I had him on the show. And so I pulled the part specifically about RPOs because I knew I was going to do an RPO podcast. I had him on because he did the NFL Films video where Doug Peterson is like, "This is what our day one install of RPO looks like." And I sat there for 10 minutes watching him, Jaws, and Baldinger talking about this. I was like, man, that would be cool if I could get his thoughts on what the Bears version of it is and how it's found its way around the NFL. So Michael Felder knows all this stuff because he does high school, college, and NFL. So getting the different perspectives from guys where their different focuses are, where Baldy's pretty much all NFL.
Yeah.
But even in the interview, he talked about how he does Big 12 football and then gave this glowing report about David Montgomery and was saying how he's perfect for what the Bears want to do and he's tough to tackle and all sorts of – so it's like great football. Like, I'm having a lot of fun with the podcast, like, on subjects. Like, I enjoy interviewing people, like, for the actual, like, interview. But being able to delve into subjects –
it's a deep dive.
It's fun. Yeah. So, like, I'm going to use some of you guys' stuff for a pod later this week with Theo and then piggyback it with Joe talking about the mechanism of getting Kimbrel from Arizona to Chicago. So, I mean,
it's an airplane, apparently, Connor. It's like sort of getting the horses from where where they have to be.
It's very difficult. Yeah, it's a very difficult process.
Similarly, we had to explain it to Connor.
Now he wants to be literal. Now this is the time when Dan decides he wants to be literal about things.
It was only to get a dig on Connor for not understanding how horses are transported.
No, I understood how they're... You know what? I'm not doing it again. I'm not doing it again. That was clearly not the purpose of the question, and I understand that it takes airplanes to move horses from A to B. By the way, there's been a lot of innovation in horse airplane travel lately.
How did this even come up?
Oh, I don't know.
Ron Majors, and it was the Kentucky Derby, and I forgot the exact question.
I was very curious as to how in the hell they get horses from across the pond to here. But obviously, not literally how they get them there. You know, the inside stuff that Ron Majors knows about.
They scout a horse there and ends up getting here.
Rightfully so. Chopped the legs
out.
They put him on an airplane, Connor. Stop being an idiot. They use an airplane to do it. And it was hysterical. It was great. Dan Hale ran with it for the better part of a year and a half. And I get it. I well deserved. I shouldn't ask stupid questions.
No, it's all good. We all ask them, and they all get replayed. And it's a good thing. Gentlemen,
see ya.
Have a wonderful afternoon.